Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome to the NXT preview. We are the Dudley Boys of What Culture. I'm Adam Wilborn, joined by Michael Hanfler and Michael Sidgwick, here to look ahead to tonight's episode of NXT. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and YouTube, where we do daily wrestling podcasts where we not only review the show formerly known as NXT 2.0. Also, well, Friday Night SmackDown, AEW Dynamite. Collision. Pay-per-views, premium live events. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a round of the week complete with a really good quiz, of course, on wrestle culture. As I said, though, joined by Hanfler and Sidgwick to look ahead to tonight's episode of NXT, the go home show ahead of beep beep down the bloody road. NXT Roadblock.
Don't sing me again.
Yes, Mello and Ilya. And what else?
Face to face. Oh, this show, let me tell you, is stagged.
I feel like I need a primer on what to expect from Roadblock based on
last week's show. Forgot.
Because all I know is Ilya and Mello. Because isn't there like a bit of a gag about just how... Like Mello's doing his heel... It's not shtick, but he's doing a tuck-out trick. And next I'm going to take out you, Ilya. And then Ilya in reply is like... I'm going to eat your f***ing soul, Mello. Like, you're going to wish that you were never born because I'm going to kill you, make you restart your life again. Like, he's found this motivation to make this title match seem like the darkest and most dangerous of his entire run. What else is on the show?
I can't remember. We'll do a bit by bit. What are you showing him?
The Wikipedia page with nothing written on it.
No matches. All right, yeah, nothing.
Get in the bloody road, if anything.
One thing I remember... is last week, I believe, could be a month ago for all I know, that's how much this registers with me, and the Lexus King push might be over.
Ah.
He got slaughtered by Oberfemi.
Is there any follow-through with Von Wagner?
Oh, he's in action tonight against Von Wagner.
Oh, fantastic. Getting revenge on behalf of...
Robert Stone.
Because he doesn't fight for his own children.
Oh, God, sorry. Just looking back at last year's beep beep, get the bloody round, Roadblock. Do you want to try and remember any of the matches?
All right.
It's time to play the game!
Literally name any match at last year's NXT. Beep, beep, get a bloody road. Right. Roadblock.
Hurting my neck to not look at Wilborn's...
nudes.
Was it 2022 or 2023 where Dolph Ziggler was at large?
22.
Was it?
Roxanne Perez put the belt on the line.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Roxanne Perez put the women's title on the line because she then had to vacate it before Slam.
Also a match of the year contender on this show.
Was it... Roxanne Perez versus B. Priestley?
No, dear, that's wrong.
Who would have been the heel on that roster at the time?
Right, hang on.
Don't think she was a heel.
Okay. Fallon Henley and Kiana James in tag action? No, that was...
No, dear, that's wrong.
Right, wait a minute. Away from Roxanne Perez, because who really cares? We'll try and get to her imminently.
Some absolutely ridiculous matches on this card.
Right, okay. Let's use these idiotic statements as clues.
One match you will genuinely agree with me on.
Braun Breaker.
Oh.
versus Grayson Waller.
Bron Breakker was in action, not in singles action, though. Who could he possibly have teamed with?
The Creeds. Oh,
bingo! I like that group. I remember that unit. Yeah.
Against... Not the family.
No.
Are the Chisholm?
No.
Did Tor give us clues?
Okay.
The hell's that? He's praying. He's praying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking it was the Yeah Yed.
Think of a star on the main roster that did that and then brought a couple of these lads up with him and then nothing happened. Although, yeah, I suppose he's had a world title shot. Relatively recently, it pissed off a lot of people.
Oh, Jinder Mahal and Indusher.
Yes.
Because they delayed it for ages. Remember thinking, this is going to be so dangerous. And it's kind of let down. Yeah.
To wait until we're less reckless. That was stupid. Why do that? okay, let's go. So you got the Jocks versus the Indusher.
Anything would chase you in the
Yeah
Yet?
Oh, yes. It was one person from each facing each other.
Yeah. Building up to the 4-on-4, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that would have been one of Ava's only matches, the 4-on-4.
So Joe Casey versus who?
Andre Chase.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Was this in Full Sail or the PC?
Yeah, I don't think this was a...
Yeah, apparently TNA is going to give Full Sail a go.
Oh, that's good.
I'm thinking about that building look even smaller.
Yeah.
I wonder. Oh, what else? It was it wasn't JC Jane and Gigi Dolin. Toxic Attraction explodes, was it? Bingo! Remember the door.
Two matches left: the opener and the main event.
Is Nathan Fraser on it?
No.
Main event. Who was it? Oh, no, Bron was the champion.
So Carmelo.
Nope.
What?
A friend of a very close friend of this podcast was in action.
Tony D.
Correct. In a match of the year candidate.
Against Dijak.
Oh, Jailhouse Street Fight!
It's been a year.
Let's watch that again.
Oh. Should have got that in seconds, really.
Yeah, it's been a year since the Jailhouse Street Fight.
How time flies.
Yep.
And Roxanne Perez versus?
Versus?
Is this the opener?
This is main event.
So Indy Hartwell won it, but that was when it was vacated by Roxanne.
The hero Perez. Of Perez's. Coming over from,
Satamora.
Miko Satamora, yes.
Good memory.
What a show that was. Anyway, looking to top that. Dragunov and Hayes face to face. No trick.
It was a bit of a disappointment that Satamora's like, just didn't really have it anymore.
Nah.
Same against Mandy Rose when they had the unification. Just okay.
Yeah.
Dragunov and Hayes face to face tonight. Surely no Trick Williams yet.
No, that's got to be a roadblock, isn't it?
Say again, what?
Or post-match.
Oh, I completely drifted off, sorry, what?
Trick Williams' big return.
Not tonight.
Roadblock.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's going to take place at...
Beep, beep, get a bloody road! It's a roadblock.
Is that to set up the match they'll probably have over WrestleMania weekend at...
That would be... And he's playing as well.
Did.
Yeah. NXT stand and deliver, which frees up Dragunov obviously to face Tony D because he's going to win the big belt on the biggest stage.
I can't have seen this. I was saying, I saw the next. No, I didn't. I must have been speaking to you about it. What's that about?
So there was a segment last week where the Don, Tony D'Angelo, is sat down at the restaurant and Adriana, the Riz, walks up to him and was like, sorry about getting my ass kicked, Tony. Sorry about that. Whatever she talks like.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, first match. I don't know why that touch. Does she have that kind of voice?
His family lives in a house.
And he was like, hey, put up a hell of a fight. It's a hell of a fight.
It is Arsenal, I think.
Arsenal, I think. And so he put up a hell of a fight. You know, can't get him every time. Give a good account of yourself out there. Starks is like, look, that tag title loss to the Wolf, that was on me. Mm-hmm. That was on me. And Starks said, I'm just making sure he can't listen.
Yeah.
Starks went, look, I take full responsibility. Blame lies at my door for that one, but I'll tell you one thing.
we're going to get those titles back. And then Tony D says, no, we're not. And Stax is like, eh? And Tony D's like, hey, we've been doing small fry stuff. I mean, what are we doing? We're doing like, what have they been doing?
They're crap with OTM who runs the streets, destroying the restaurant in the process. What the hell are we doing with the
Chase U? It's like small fry money.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So taking the family in a new direction, he said.
Basically, I think the deal is like, look, we're loan shark and university that's annexed to a professional wrestling school. There can't be a great deal of money in that.
We really lost sight of our waste management.
Yes, yeah. Yes. I think the idea is they want to go for those big bucks.
Ah.
And they want to go for those big titles. And it was very heavily intimated that Tony D doesn't want the tag titles anymore. He wants the big one.
And how did Stax feel about that in the moment?
Well, he didn't really emote. and the camera wasn't really on him.
No. Right.
I think the time for him...
Had he left the room, in fact.
Yes, I think the time for him to look troubled and maybe a little bit vengeful... As you will be able to tell, as will Tony D, because the camera will linger on him for 10 seconds. That'll come down the line, you see.
Mm.
See?
Obviously,
I do like that.
Speaking of tag team splitting up, though, Brooks Jensen,
yeah.
And Josh Briggs, well, they had it out last week, didn't they?
Yep, there was no love lost between them. It was good, though. It was nice.
It was good.
It was a kind of good match.
Jensen basically, was decent in there,
the story is Jensen... Not as big, not as experienced. It's his older brother. He's going to get his ass kicked, but goddamn, on the way down, he himself's going to kick a little ass.
Well, he grew some balls that week, didn't he?
He grew some balls, and that was genuinely... You know how like we always say, oh, it's a real one to actually start wrestling?
Yeah.
What's that about on NXT?
Yeah.
They actually use one of their skits to inform the story of a match where he found his balls. I mean, he's not going to reach Briggs' level. He's never going to be as tall. Or a strong, but he can dig deep within and find his balls, which he did. He's like stamping on him in the stands in front of the fans at various points. They both kind of got hard weighed, or at least one of them's mouth was busted open and bleeding. Yeah. And it was like, that added like total accidental drama, but you'll take it nonetheless. And Briggs ends up kicking his ass, but after taking some goddamn licks of his own, pins Jensen, picks him up after the match, was like, I did that. Because I had to.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad you stepped up. Did that out of love.
I did that out of love.
So basically, I don't know if they're still on a separate ways. I give you love.
Ah.
But it's at least a little bit more amicable. And there's no acrimony. It's you needed that. And I needed that from you.
Not only that, later on, Thea Hale's very grumpy about her situation. Because... Oof, boy, did things go awry on her date, courtesy of misunderstanding.
Had the date.
Lip balm.
Oh, God.
The hell? Looks like
brother.
What's that, brother? It looks like it's sprout head.
Looks like
It looks like a koala's dick.
One of them.
How many there you got?
At least two.
Have they?
Yeah. Like, sometimes four.
I've done it a lot recently, but I'll
do it again. We're talking about Elimination Chamber.
Elimination Chamber was in Perth, Australia.
Exactly.
So koalas, barbecue, Fosters, four dicks. I don't have to see the dicks. I seem to see how many they've got written. Bunzooka. You do want to see the picture that Will wants you to show me. I don't need to see its dick, but I see it written down how many dicks they are, because I'm curious now.
Look how happy he is with how many dicks he's got.
It'd be funny if I had four dicks and I jacked them all at once. I'd be happy too. Imagine four comes.
Just came up, he said, so Hamlet, what do you think of all these wrestlers catching chlamydia? It was because they've been hugging koalas.
Oh, yeah.
Seen that one as well.
What's that? What am I looking at?
There's a duck penis.
Oh, a duck. He would pull up
what
duck dicks.
What? A duck like a trail of
some of them look like they've got like pig's tails. Look really funny.
The dick's bigger than the duck. That's not right.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. So Thea Hale is grumpy after a day. It all went awry because she thought she had to be sort of unavailable. Right?
Oh, she was following JC James.
Playing hard to get.
So she was like, oh, you don't need to open the door for me. I'm a grown-ass woman. I can do it myself. And then on date, she was on her phone the entire time. And he was like, well, I guess you don't like me then.
Gotta wait for a few years of marriage to do that on dates.
But, so then afterwards, after that and the Briggs-Jensen thing, they're both like, bloody hell, you all right? She's like, not really. Fallon was like, oh, I just didn't like seeing my boys fight. He was like, yeah, Chase, you and number one contenders, but, you know, OC are in.
What's my face look like?
Fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's not invisible, has it?
Your hands look like that.
Like,
struggling with the residue from the lip balm. Your lips look dynamite, brother.
Anyway, so, yeah, Thea Hale's like, bad Valentine's Day. And Fallon's like, the Valentine's Day curse strikes again, eh? If I could erase Valentine's Day 2023 from my memory, I would. And they walked off, and by the way, Vic Joseph.
Oh, teachable moment! Teachable moment!
It sincerely went, it's a locker room leader right there.
We've been looking for a new one for a while in NXT. We haven't had locker room leader gimmick for quite some time.
I like to dash my own hopes. In case I don't get too excited.
He's applying like an excess of lip balm on account of what just spilled out of his lip seal.
Oh, he's applying it to his lips. It's Coca-Cola flavour.
It's a Coca-Cola lip smacker.
Nice.
Where did I get that?
Primark.
No.
Oh. Oh, Las Vegas.
You got it from Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola sharp.
Wasn't it a gift for your wife? Or was it one for you?
No, it's one for the children. Sean doesn't really like it that much.
Yeah, you can get Sprite ones, Fanta ones. It was so goated, man. I didn't get the chance to. I sort of regret it now, but I have a feeling.
I wish I kind of did, but like,
I have a feeling at some point I will return to Las Vegas because it was just one of them sort of places. Mm-hmm. But they basically, you went upstairs in the Coca-Cola factory and they were just selling like 300 types of, and it was so.
Floats, they were on like sort of like.
So fancy, it was like a beer tasting slab where you could get five for like $30.
What are they not called floats? What are they, like wine floats? I don't know.
I know what you mean though. Like they're kind of.
Maybe they're called float.
Like a schooner-shaped glass, but without a stem at the bottom. And they were just sort of like balancing on these wooden frames with the holes in. You could buy like a pack of five or ten. One of them was a table like, with friends.
Like all different flavors from around the world.
Yeah.
And one of them was a sour plum cola. And I'm like, why the hell did I not get that?
Yeah.
It was quite pricey and we didn't have a lot of time, but I should have done it.
I like dash my own hopes, yeah?
Mm.
So... So I like to dash my own hopes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because a life of hope... is a bit too, what if it goes wrong? That's what I think.
I thought that was going to be like a sign.
And then
not live that love.
And then.
A life of hope is a bit too, what if it goes wrong?
Yeah.
Like that sentence, you were hopeful the sentence was going to have some profound ending. It went wrong.
Well, I had hope in that sentence and look what happened.
Yeah.
What happened? Look what always happens. So what I like to do is think of, I tried to get away from this because I've got crippling anxiety.
Mm.
But my mind is wired to go, oh, well, I'll probably go wrong. That's what will happen.
Yeah.
So everything else is a bonus. That's what I don't like. I don't necessarily think the gist of her going, if I could erase Valentine's Day last year from my memory, I would. I don't think the implication there, as much as I would love to see those two crazy kids get it together at last, right? I don't think the implication there was, you know, he was wasting his time on that Kiana James who broke his heart and he overlooked me and I'm still upset over this. I think the implication was, well, we got ourselves in a misadventure and my platonic friend got his heart broken. And it was sad to be around him on that day. Mm. I think that was more the implication than, well, he loved somebody else more than he loved me.
Allow me to hop onto your other shoulder and suggest that tonight on NXT, Fallon Henley's going to be cleaning a glass, sadly, in her bar.
Yeah,
which really no longer exists because you're holding on to the past.
Mm. She's thinking, oh,
maybe she is too.
I remember when I was top shelf and then a door swings open. Playing the piano stops.
Yeah.
Right, everyone turns around.
Is this Top Gun?
Mm-hmm. No, not really. It's, it's an amalgamation of about 10 different films. In walks Brooks Jensen in his new leather jacket. He goes, Brooks, is that you? He's like, you're goddamn right, except this time I got balls.
and he punches the jukebox. Give you love. Start playing. And
they could play off the confrontation with Josh Briggs, and he could be like, he kicks the door in. He's like, I grew a dick and balls. And she says, it only took you a year to think of that. But now she's like completely romanced by the idea of it.
I'll weep. I'll weep. I'll weep.
Oh my God.
And Josh looks on, just nodding. So yeah. He's like, the fat was worth it. Bradshaw was right.
Then he nicks on with two girls. Yeah. I think that this love story doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be nice if it did.
Might have something there.
Sorry.
Go on. Old loose lips Sidge over there. Sounds like he works for the family. You've put so much on. Like, you mustn't eat any for the rest of the day now. That's like,
I didn't want to put that much on. I put the lid on when it hadn't been.
Oh,
there was too much sticking out.
But at least you get the flavour.
Uh huh. And I went, oh, it splooshed out.
Gotta clean up the splooge.
Splooge on my lips.
Splooge on my lip.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture. The Good Brothers are back. They're in NXT now. They're in action against our boys tonight. Idris Nofa and Malik Blade ahead of, obviously, well, attempting to go after this roll over his hands. Attempting to go after, well, Chase U and number one contenders, aren't they? And then Wolf Dogs, so.
What's this about?
I don't know.
What's going on? What are the Good Brothers doing here?
Oh, they just turned off. No, did not get confronted by someone
in the parking lot.
Yeah, but what did they say? Where the men and you're just the boys?
Yes.
So that was them saying.
They said men against boys, and then they clarified we're the men. By the way,
is it stand and deliver them and the Wolf Dogs?
Quite bloody possibly. Hope not.
Quite possibly, yeah.
That's a shame, isn't it?
Because they suck.
Yeah,
they suck, bro.
They do.
To paraphrase Luke Gallo, Carl Adam, talking about WWE, which he subsequently went back to work.
Yeah.
We just said, like, I mean, you're going to get a 2.25-star match. It could be the most. They are not going to hurt anyone in there. Mm. That's the good thing about those two old pros. We were just saying last week, like, can you imagine just being them in their WhatsApp group and just, like, going, oh, another day of getting paid six figures.
Carney Gallus.
To just, like, yeah, moderately amusing Carney Gallus. Got anything for today? Nope. Cool. Let's go to the bar or something like that. And then them being, no. Did you get the same message? Yeah, we've got a report to the performance center. Oh, we've actually got to do our jobs.
something I never thought about, and maybe they've interacted now because we know that the other person I want to mention certainly likes hanging out at NXT at the moment. Where did Gallows sit in the CM Punk Elite drama? Because there's somebody that is right in the middle.
Like,
he'll really go where the money is.
He's really great friends with the Young Bucks.
And Punk, though, remember that? Like, Gallows and that sort of cult status came from his relationship with Punk and, like, a lot of wrestling stories. And
yeah, what happened when Punk left WWE? Your hero. Someone you think's
related to Gallows.
Well, related to all of them.
Got that.
He just completely abandoned every single friendship he'd ever forged in WWE because it was too brutal a reminder.
Cliff Compton would hang out backstage at AEW shows and... I thought it was only
I don't think Gallows was in that clique, was he?
Yeah, that was how sort of, when you hear about the stories...
I think it was Cliff Compton was the great power-ooty
with Cliff Compton. And I just thought he was sort of linked to all of that. And obviously, because Gallows owed him a lot from the Straight Edge Society and things like that, I thought they were still...
Certainly just...
He might be right, yeah. I just...
Well, if you believe Corey Graves... No, he said that he was mates with CM Punk. CM Punk might have been the first person to ever hold his child because he was away or whatever. And he said that after the split, WWE, he was like, oh, come on, hang out, man. It's been a while. Punk was like, nope. Yeah. I don't want to see anyone who ever worked for that company.
Because he got paranoid about Jericho wanting him for his podcast and stuff, didn't he? And like,
I think he was just like, he was legitimately traumatized. And he just was like, nah, I want to sever all emotional ties to anyone who was ever involved in that company.
Well, maybe.
And that's why the first fallout with Cabana happened. Because Cabana was like, what are you doing? I'm going to see friends who now work for WWE.
It's a mocap as well for one of the games, didn't he? Like, it was work he was
maybe
getting.
Maybe, yeah. But either way, I'm fairly certain. And again, this has all been talked about so much that I could be getting facts wrong. Yeah. And I apologize for that. I don't really care. It was my understanding that Cabana went for pizza with people who worked in WWE. And Punk was like, you cannot be friends with people who work there if you want to be my friend. Wasn't that right?
I didn't know that story, I believe it. I believe it.
I might be talking bollocks here. God, I don't want to talk bollocks on a podcast. That's the last guy who did the head.
Oh, well, I'm sure they'll bump into each other because Punk will be at NXT sort of every other week, wouldn't he? So,
yes.
So you think the Good Brothers are going to make short work of Inosuke and Blade tonight?
Yes. Yeah. Not good work, but short work.
I hope we get Bright Lights Carl Anderson in NXT.
Bright Lights Carl Anderson has not existed since 2012, or he's been in a trio with Kenny Omega on Dynamite, and that's because Kenny Omega told him where to be and where to go.
Or Von Wagner welcomes him to NXT with a literal interpretation of a daft gimmick, and he's made him like LOD shoulder pads, but just with spotlights sticking out of them instead of spikes.
The Good Brothers, I did not realize you two were related.
Yeah.
Speaking of Von, he's in action against Alexis King.
Speaking of Good Brothers, the Bash Brothers, have you met them?
Oh, God, they're going to get corrupted by Alexis King, aren't they?
I hope not. How's that?
Elaborate.
Well, I pitched them, Von Wagner, you know, in the feud with Alexis King, suddenly turn around and the Bash Brothers have got those awful beards.
Yes, because they've dressed as Robert Stone now, so it's like, oh, they could dress as Alexis King.
I hope there's a sneak attack in this match.
Sure there will be.
What's the match?
Alexis versus Von. It's tonight.
Really good.
Alexis is going to win, isn't he? Von Wagner never wins.
He never wins, and it's getting to the point now where it's like you can only tell a story, which is, we've talked about at length. It's rubbish, but also like really inexplicably effective. I wanted to go on the journey with Von Wagner. I want to see him win now. It's a big unit, big guy. Who's got the raw materials, and the whole point of the story is that Robert Stone, is there to allow him to open up, forge that connection with the universe, the WWE universe.
Best universe, if anything.
Feel the love from them, the support from them, and then use that to energize him and motivate him to start winning. And he's a loser. And I want to see this.
Or he loses the match. But the Bash Brothers, like, rig Lexus King's throne to fall over before the match.
Nice.
Sneak attack.
Like, or his ass could get tabled.
Yes.
He could lose and get in. Lexus King could lose, but then subsequently get his ass tabled.
Von loves that. So that feels like a win to Von.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to happen. Because Lexus King getting battered is quite funny. But Von never wins. So, yeah, that's what's going to happen.
I've got a picture of a title match now. You're not going to like it. But if you sit through this, I'll give you a reward afterwards so you can see what I'm talking about right now. terms of the reward.
Yes, 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 yes.
So tonight, the Heritage Cup is on the line. It's Noam Dar versus a member of the No Quarter Catch crew. But they've invoked the catch clause, Michael Hamflett, so we don't know whether it's going to be Drew Gulak, Charlie Dempsey, Damon Kemp, or Miles Bourne. Who'd you like to see in this match?
None of them. So they've borrowed from Goth Gallus, and they've got their own house rules now as well.
Yes.
God.
Goth Gallus, that's good.
God, this is terrible already, and it's only like the first one. So who's... Miles Bourne, then, because he's the designated loser.
He's like the young
So I'm getting you surprised out.
Okay. I know I'm Dar, but he's Miles Bourne in a frigging rounds match. What the hell has happened to the business I loved?
I don't know, but it's one of those matches where it's like, I could probably go on my phone, look up, go, oh, it's a bit rubbish, come into the podcast studio and go, yeah, it's a bit bland, that, wasn't it? And they're not really have to pay attention to it.
They always do an entire round in the ads anyway.
That's become their favourite thing. They're like, back from commercials here. It's 6-1 and now I'm done. Yeah. And we're two rounds deeper, are we? Like,
missed everything.
I'm glad. I'm glad how this has worked out.
Right, that's out of the way. tonight, it is Dijak.
Yep.
One of our favourites. Versus one of my favourites, Luca Crucifino.
Right.
Who was? You've never seen him wrestle, have you?
Who was... No, he had a... Oh, no, did I miss the week he was in the breakout tournament?
So you've seen him between 0 and 1 times.
Yeah. I saw him maybe...
But he's a lawyer.
Yeah.
And he's Italian-American. Yeah.
But he was doing lawyer work.
To a voice.
He was doing lawyer work last week because, you know, Dijak... You can see the picture on that, Jay. You know Dijak put Joe Gacy in a straitjacket a couple of weeks ago? Yeah. Last week... He put him in a padded room.
Right.
We don't know where this was. Uh-huh. We are assuming the padded room is either
in his compound.
A compound. He's got a property where he distributes vigilante justice, justice.
Where he sits and films those vignettes where he's in front of his...
He's Judge Dredd.
Yep.
Yeah, he's Judge Dredd.
And Gacy was... He was unfazed by it. He was enjoying it, if anything. Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
Breathed on the glass and then using his nose drew a smiley face.
Right.
And then when Dijak was like, you broke my law. What was it he said? You broke my law.
You broke my law. And Luca Crucifino had to be like the rational, the Italian-American stereotype had to be the rational guy in the room and say to Dijak, that's not really how it works. You're not the law. You're not the law.
But Joe Gacy was busy shoving his face up against the glass. So it did
shows that.
It looks like Buddy Murphy when he does that.
Looks like, you know that image of... you know that image of... Was it of Christ?
There's the smiley face that he drew.
Was it an image of...
That was our thumbnail last week.
An image of Christ that got defaced? And someone had to touch it up. This classic artwork.
Remember that like portrait or whatever?
Oh, and it just had effectively a kid's smiley face on.
That's what Joe Gacy looked like.
So he got Dijak or Luca Crucifino, and is Joe Gacy free of the padded room?
Let's say yes.
Let's say he spent a week there.
Luca Crucifino pulled some strings legally. And got Joe Gacy out. Joe Gacy wasn't asking; he was fine. Mm-hmm. But is he going to win a squash against the jobber in a straitjacket? Is that like? Could Joe Gacy do that?
Or he's going to have this. I was about to say he's going to have the straitjacket on because it's going to be revealed that he's escaped from the compound tonight because 7 days just don't exist in the wrestling world, and he's going to come out and save Luca
Crucifino. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from a post-match beatdown whilst in the straitjacket. And then, because NXT has got a pretty bad history of being incredibly reckless with its spots and all the rest of it, Dijak is going to do a move to Gacy when he's in the straitjacket. And it's going to be like a horrific table bump where he can't, like, what's it called, base on your arms or whatever?
Yeah.
And he's just going to, like, He's going to really hurt himself. What about, like, remember Braun Strowman's old choke slam on the good. Back of his head.
Good choke slam.
Do that when he's in the straitjacket.
Straight through. Oh, I've watched their new day in Imperium. Think I'll top that.
Yeah,
just fit his first arms down. What about if Dijak's so angry that Lucas Fino's legal wrangling meant that he had to let Joe Gacy go, and he's like not seen him since. He's right, off you go, fine. And he's seethed about it the whole week. So he just batters Chris Fino, wins easy. And then he's like, let's get out of here. And he goes to leave and he speeds off in his car. And just at that point, Joe Gacy's just walking through the car park. He's just arrived and Dijak just plows over him in a car. And like Gacy's like, that camera runs, catches up with him really fast. He's like, remember when Steve Austin got knocked down by Rikishi and you see the hat by the floor and Austin's not moving, catches up with Joe Gacy. He's like, got a smile on his face.
Yeah. Dragunov runs up. You lucky bastard. we got Kalani Jordan versus Kiana James after, of course, Kiana James.
Ilya Dragunov, like that Twitter actor guy who just like goes, no! Dragunov doing it because he didn't get hit.
He's a TikTok guy, I think.
Why?
Yeah, we only see these things because we're old now. We only see them on Instagram.
Yeah. About 3 years later.
Recycled for the old people app.
Yeah.
Kalani Jordan versus Kiana Seems James.
Like a year's time, your mum's going to say, oh, it was on Facebook. This actor's screaming, why?
Kiana James and Izzy Dane tried to attack Kalani Jordan after a match with Lash Legend last week.
Right. Was there a match off the back of this? Or?
What did you say?
Oh, sorry, Kiana James.
Yes.
Ooh.
Feels like Kiana's getting a bit of momentum now.
Yeah, but Kalani... Like,
I like Kalani.
I like her, yeah. She's not bad. She'll lose here. Kiana James is either going to win the NXT Women's title soon or go up to the main roster, I think.
Mm.
I don't think her or Fallon are that long for NXT. Probably I need to get the romance stuff sorted with Fallon quickly, but Kiana James may be setting up Izzy Dame for like the two of them seemingly forming a bond, and then she can put her over on the way out or something like that.
Final couple of questions. Why is Ridge Holland so violent?
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
So the last I saw was when he went ballistic on Gallus with the chair.
Yeah. He had an interview last week, didn't he, Sage?
He
had an interview last week where he apologised for his actions and then said, I'm going to really apologise next week in front of the fans. He's going to explain his actions, which to me was fighting Gallus with their own weapons because they tried to cheat in a sort of 3-on-1. It was one after another, but...
I think a lot of it has to do with they're playing on the history of Ridge Holland hurts people when he hurts them. Good. You're a combat athlete. Yeah. Half the point. So I think he's going to say something like, I hurt people because each and every one of you drives me to my dark place.
Doesn't mean Gallus going to be babyface.
When I go to that place, I forget about them. Okay. Forget about them. Never remember them. When I go to that place, it's your fault. No, he's not Scottish.
Yorkshire.
Yeah, how do you do Yorkshire? Bagum, it's your fault.
And you're thinking, oh, he's like a smaller guy that you can throw around for his first year. So like, I've never injured anybody in bloody life. Oh, God, he's behind me, isn't he?
Yes.
I have to say that Ridge Holland is the most clumsy f***ing I've ever seen inside a WWE ring. Oh, that is behind me, isn't it?
I'll call him Ridge the Fridge, not because he's big, because his head's f***ing empty like mine at home. I'm going to be behind me, isn't he?
When I'm cleaning windows.
Finally.
Ridge Holland. More like Ridge Neverlands, because he's never there when he needs to be in the right place. Rubbish, isn't he? Yeah, he's still very green. Just like they have in Amsterdam, hence why he should be Ridge Devlin instead of Ridge Holland. Ah, he's behind me, isn't he?
Why didn't you f***ing tell me, Axiom?
you never f***ing tell me.
You keep hanging me out of dry.
Much like they would clothes in the Netherlands because they have windmills and stuff. Ridge Neverlands. I keep saying, he's behind me, isn't he?
Finally, what is Lyra Valkyria's surprise for Tatum Paxley this week? She promised her a surprise, if you remember.
She said, point it is for.
She said to Tatum Paxley, You have to stay in the back for this big match against Shotzi that, of course, unfortunately, Shotzi got injured. And
how did they play that in the end?
They went.
Ava Rain came out and tried to convey gravity. It was quite hilarious.
Ava, she has no surname. She's the Rock's daughter, and she's this NXT GM, yeah.
She came out. She went. She came out, and she went, you know, sadly, Shotzi has suffered an injury in this match, but yes, sir, we promised you a great main event. And that main event is Live Valkyrie versus Lash Legend.
It was. She said whoever's in the back, whoever comes out first gets the title shot.
One of them, like, trademark NXT foot races from the back. The best, whoever gets out first.
The best bit of this, right? So it's Lash Legend, who'd only just worked, so arguably made sense in terms of she's probably just still walking through the back, right? Earlier on in the night, Roxanne Perez had said, I can't believe Shotzi's got a title shot ahead of me, right?
Who said this?
Roxanne Perez.
Yes.
She said, I can't believe she's got a title shot ahead of me. She was fighting someone. I can't remember who it was. I think it was some new person in there. And she battered him, had him beat with Pop Rocks, and then changed to a submission because she's horrible now. And she said, I hope Shotzi and Lyra Valkyrie are watching my match to see what I do, because I'll be watching theirs. So Shotzi goes down. Ava literally says, whoever comes out next gets the title match.
Money in the bank cash in, effectively.
Yeah. Lash Legend just comes out and she goes, oh, all right, Lash Legend. I cut backstage. All the girls are obviously watching on the screen. Roxanne Perez comes in with a towel going, what's going on? And they went, you'll never guess. You could have had a title shot if you were watching this match like you said you were going to.
A little bit.
And she kicked the telly over. It was great. And everyone was like, I was watching that. But so
Ava trying to convey gravity was like, yeah. Funny.
So, but Lyra Valkyrie early on in the night had said to Dennis that had said to Tatum Paxley, right? She was like, because Tatum Paxley was ready and raring to like cave Shotzi's head in, basically. Right. And she was like, no. All I want you to do is just stay here. Don't get involved in the match. Don't come out and be ringside or anything like that. Stay here. And Tatum Paxley was like, that sounds like the hardest thing I've ever had to do. She's like, I want you to do it. And if you do it, mm-hmm. I'll owe you one. You'll have a surprise. So what is the surprise?
It's time to play the game!
Time to play the game!
Ha 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 ha! What is the... Lyra Valkyrie's surprise for Tatum Paxley?
Surprise!
So I think she's going to say, I'm not stupid. I've got wings. I've got eyes. And I've seen what you've been doing. And I've got you a shot at the tag team titles. So the first twist is like, oh, not my title.
Okay.
Tag team titles. And Tim's like, this is just about everything I've ever wanted. Us getting to be a team. And then Lyra.
They don't exist.
No. Women. Women's tag titles.
Oh, yeah.
And.
It's your favorite show.
Were you asking who the champions were?
I feel like I haven't seen her for a long time.
And Tim's thinking, well, this is incredible. I'm so happy. And she's like, whoa, like, hold your enthusiasm. You haven't met your partner yet. Tim packs his face, just drops. Because it's not even Lyra Valkyrie. It's Brinley Reese. She's absolutely thrilled. She cartwheels right out. She thinks this couldn't be better, could it? This is great. Tatum's absolutely devastated. And next week, she's going to murder Brinley Reese. They're not going to win the tag belts. No. She's going to kill her. Kabuki Warrior is going to win with ease.
Yeah.
Brinley Reese is going to. Where do we all go wrong? Anyway, see you later. Cartwheels off and Tatum like breaks her legs or something. Like, you know, and now she vows to clip Lyra's wings.
A rematch against Lola Vice. No, I couldn't care less.
Imagine saying that and keep the receipt.
I think Lyra Valkyrie is, because you know how thick she's been throughout the whole thing of like, if you watch the show, she'd know. If she watched the digital special, she'd have seen her gozzing in a bottle the other week.
If she lived her own life and was subject to love bombing, she'd realise that like Tatum Paxley is really bad news.
Yeah. So I think this week Tatum Paxley is going to be like, what's my surprise? And Lyra Valkyrie is going to be like, I didn't think about you for a second in the last six and a bit days. What do you want to do? And that's going to be an open door for her to pick like this whole day that they have to spend together, and you get
Like vignettes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Their big day out together.
Oh, vignettes.
Yes.
Oh, vignettes. Then next week we can do play games about where they would go. Where do you go?
Yeah, because Lyra's not got a, well, obviously not got a title match for right now for get the blue rule. Actually, Roadblock.
No.
Roadblock.
But it's probably this. Stand and deliver.
What? Like, yeah, yeah.
Tatum Paxley and Lyra Valkyrie at stand. Or Roxanne Perez. One or the other.
Other. I think it's preferable for me, but.
But Wilbon, who's going to defend the NXT women's tags on that card?
Bring them back. Maybe they bring them back. That's the surprise. Yes. Well, that is the whole show prepped, I do believe. Nothing advertised so far for the family, for Tony D, so we'll have to wait and see what comes of that.
Yeah! Yeah!
Yes! Thanks,
Amy! Welcome back! Well, goddamn, how were you last week, huh?
It was half Toyum, Stacks.
Goddamn kids. Who'd have them, huh?
Yep.
You ever gonna have kids? Stacks.
I mean, we may already have some. I don't know. It's busting loads all over the goddamn place. Anyway, Sage, happy National
Strawberry.
I'm getting all fruit in my brain because it's National Strawberry Day, of course, as we all know. Yeah. Sage, what's the deal with berries, huh?
It's what day?
National Strawberry Day. Hence, what's the goddamn deal with berries, huh?
Well, Starks, the goddamn deal with berries are a small, pulpy, often edible fruit, typically they're juicy, rounded, brightly coloured, sweet, sour, or tart. Don't have a stone or a pit.
I like
tart. They don't have a stone or pit, although many pips or seeds may be present in them.
That's
a deal with berries.
You know, I actually...
Your favourite berry?
Well, it's strawberry, but I had a bit of an issue, actually. I had to go to the hospital the other day because I had a strawberry stuck up my ass. But the doctor told me he had some cream for it. So, you know, it's all good. Three jokes, three questions for you guys. What is a good...
Well, how would I get up this time?
Don't ask.
Like a raspberry. Like a raspberry.
What, up your ass?
Just to eat.
Oh, blueberries.
A blueberry, yeah.
What is a ghost's favorite kind of dessert, Sidge?
It has something to do with berry, then.
Booberry pie. Booberry pie.
Bingo!
That's one.
That's all the family can enjoy that.
Yeah.
Question joke number two. Ever, what makes a bathroom fit for a prince? Picture that.
Bathroom fit for a prince. That's got with berry
berries.
In the punch.
Strawberry. Because my first thought went to throne there. The toilet, throne, prince, bathroom, but berry.
Toughy this one, huh?
Yeah, it's really hard. What makes a
bathroom
fit for prince. A prince?
Nothing's coming to mind here.
Nah,
no, I don't know, Stacks.
What makes
not even confit.
Yeah, not in this one, is it?
What makes a bathroom fit for a prince? A raspberry bidet.
Jesus oh, Christ.
That prince.
See, I tricked you, huh?
That's very good.
I'd like to apologize, by the way. I may have reused a joke last week. I did not realize at the time. Therefore, tomorrow on YouTube, I'm going to give you four questions, four jokes.
Can you guess which joke that I used again?
And
I can't even.
What was even the theme of the jokes?
Because it was what to do with Australia? Because Perth was the host of Elimination Chamber.
Funny that, because Wilbon, didn't you, Wilbon? You loved all the Australian theme stuff last week.
Did an Australian wrestlers quiz, actually.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Stacks was banging through.
He said the punchline was bidet, mate.
How does an Australian clean their ass?
Yeah,
I remember
bidet,
that.
Mate.
Did we do another one on Australia, Stacks?
I can't actually goddamn remember. Nicholas pointed out. I was like, oh, goddamn it. Poor form of mine, because I was literally the start of this year, but a wild couple of months, bro.
What's the deal with Shayna Baszler at the Elimination Chamber?
It's no
like
idea.
You've got like similar memory problems to our other colleague.
Mm. Who was your childhood favorite wrestler, Stacks?
fan of big fan of The Rock, actually.
Is your favorite actor slash comedian?
You know what? I growing up, I really liked the work of that what's his name? Jim Carrey. Yeah, Jim Carrey. I like that guy. Oh, me too, actually. Oh, what a goddamn coincidence! Shut the hell up. Question joke number three. Got some lighthearted jokes. I thought I'd round it off nicely with a little joke for the kids. What is the difference between a vegetable and a berry, Sage?
Go on. Sorry, say it again. I don't know. I'm very tired.
What is the difference between a vegetable?
All right, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
What is the difference between a vegetable and a berry?
Is it to do with arses?
Maybe.
Because berry, dangleberries and stuff.
Oh, yeah. We call them winnets over here.
Yeah. Or is it like piles? No. Hemorrhoids has got a berry.
Dangleberry is horrible. It's horrible. It is.
Yeah, yeah.
Disgusting.
Is it one of them come out your ass, the other one goes in?
You've already said you put them up there, Stack, so.
Not even anywhere goddamn near, to be honest. Guys, what is the difference between a vegetable and a berry? I don't want a vegetable my face into a big pair of boobs. See you later, guys.
Bye, Stacks.
I'm glad he's in a better mood than last week.
Yeah, that was sad.
Yeah. Well, let us know your thoughts ahead of NXT tonight on X at WhatCultureWWE. You guys, you can follow all three of us. You can follow Michael Hamflett at
Michael Hamflett.
Follow Michael Sidgwick at
M Sidgwick.
Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. As I said, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling wherever you get your podcast from for daily wrestling podcast. The Raw review is available right now, and we'll all be back tomorrow to review NXT. But for now, this has been the NXT preview. My thanks to Michael Hamflett, to Michael Sidgwick, to Stax. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.